Virginia Tech Professor of Aerospace Engineering Samantha Perry Kenyon says her students are tuned into Artemis II and the four astronauts that are expected to set a record as being the humans furthest away ever from Earth as they travel to and spend hours photographing the dark side of the moon for scientists and NASA engineers back on Earth. Kenyon also says building a base on the moon and launching missions to Mars from there will take a village.
When we're dealing with humans in space, we have to deal with biology and medicine, and we need people that are experts in their other field applying their expertise to the being in space problem. I think that's the only way we're going to be able to peacefully coexist in this cislunar moon environment. And if we want to get to Mars, we have to bring in people from all different disciplines.
Landing on the moon, like the Apollo missions did more than 50 years ago, has a target date of 2028. However, says Dr. Kenyon,
vehicle needed to land humans on the moon and come back is not quite done yet. SpaceX has a contract from the government to be funded to do that. They've had some delays. And why we're going to get an intermediate Artemis 3 mission before we do Artemis 4 in 2028, which will be having people walk on the moon. And I think they may also be considering a capsule by Blue Origin to do that.
Kenyon says there's always a risk for humans in space. The environment is harsh. Dealing with gravity is complicated, not to mention extreme heat and cold and space radiation. Gene Marano, WFIR News.